Writers don't write, they just read and transcribe. William S. Burroughs.
Scott Hutchinson encountered Burroughs at age 13 when the public library misshelved Exterminator as teen science fiction. During college, professors recommended he read Burroughs. He refused even after meeting the writer. Scott spent a decade believing Burroughs was dead after a mistaken report on the news 10 years ahead of schedule. The late Burroughs has since become his favorite writer, and Scott has returned to science fiction. He's here today to read his poetry on the poet's weave. I am Jenny Kander. Scott.
Tendril. My hand is touched by the hot breath of a hungry blind cat. Sweet scent of fur in the pool of shadow underneath the black cat's belly. She scratches my hand, and my thick blood blossoms across her outstretched whiskers like suspended rain. She rubs her skull across her deed, listening to my affliction. Her back is raised in crescendo of purr surrendering to joy. She coils back, oblivious to the scene of her crime. The Red Line. The stream was a secret sandstone find, running away from the white clapboard house, with a friend in fishing gear, brown mud tracking 1,000 cents. You dreamed of snakes slithering faster than you could run, and fish hiding stubbornly beneath a log, picking berries that held a bitter poison, spreading over your tongue, toward the red line straight to your fragile heart. Barbed wire was easy to cross, if the rusty fence would hold your weight, your body lean, clothes sturdy and soiled. Your fishing line is decorated with all your lures. The dog tries to find it in the water. Sun creeping overhead, the angle turns to shadows. The air cools and calls you home to dinner. Boca Raton. This continent claims no innocence, vainly concealing ice in extended arms, only to be seduced in season, in laughing rivulets confiding to rivers, which rush to cut deep scars, opening at the mouth, offering strength to the enemy battering the beach. He is oiled like Arab dancers, sweat channels freely down his prostrate body, but his blood pulls his skin tight as canvas, twitching like a cat's tail with a secret. Life surrenders his feet, cautiously cutting his losses, dims his translucent eyes while avoiding panic, offering 1,000 red parasols against the sun, throwing roses in an open grave. A Song for a Lost Child. Fragmentation. The mill road is a black serpent, wet with rain, wrestling the fog near Crevecoeur Lake. The brown sedan enters the park, throwing gravel against steel, stopping short of the shore. He stands on the rock beneath the gold China moon while his friends wait in the car. The wind finds the fog and pushes it across the lake. Waves wash shattered slivers ashore at his feet. The haze allows only glimpses. He raises his arms like the cross. The spectators stop breathing. A drowning. He was a poor swimmer. He fought the water. It bit his lungs and he gagged and choked. When his head broke the surface, he could hear applause. When he submerged into the cold lake, he wanted to relax, to drift in the silent weight of water. A child asked why no one saved him in a naive gloss of obvious detail. The woman answered slowly, but without attention. He always was a poor swimmer. When he pushed his head into the air, unable to resign, he could hear applause. I swim the summer goddess, delirious beneath pounding sky. She is white lust, luscious diamond woman, mother of the essential flood, frantic rain shadow, thousand whisper storm. We sing beauty together with aching blood. We sweat languid love, pant under blue lake, dream chant a sea symphony. You sing the sweet water music, I tongue the honey petal mist.
The poems you've been listening to on today's Poets Weave program are by Scott Hutchinson. I am Jenny Kander.